Trust me, you're gonna love this.
This is Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Up to the Minute with Nicole.
Your weekly exploration of the world of fashion and design. Find out what to wear,
what's hot,
what's not,
the latest trends in fashion, and more.
Here's your host, Nicole Steinthal.
We're here today with Sarah Dolce, interior designer. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy to have you here because I've admired your design style for such a long time, and I know you have a lot of fun and exciting things going on. So, Sarah, why don't we start out? Tell us a little bit about your background.
My background, I am first and foremost a mother of three young children, but I got my start after graduating college through the Saks Buyer Program, and always loved clothes, always loved fashion, but what I didn't realize was that that's a lot of paperwork, so I spent a lot of time doing spreadsheets, and after I left Saks, I went to visual merchandising for Kara Lee, which is a jewelry company, and when I started having my kids, I got asked to some interior projects, and I started to do my own business in 2011, and then I started working at Homeworks about 2 years ago. So it sort of evolved on its own organically, and it's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. I really enjoy it.
Great. I enjoy watching you evolve. Now, I know you have a little bit of history with Chaddock Furniture.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
So the deal with Chaddock is that furniture runs in my family. It's in our blood. Apparently, we have an affinity towards pretty things. And my grandparents bought the company in the early 90s, actually. And my grandmother was a person who always was encouraging me to. She asked my opinion about things all the time. So she was the one who really got me into curiosity for interior design and the layout of a room, the way that things should be placed. And when I, when my grandparents passed away, my father took over the helm of Chaddock, and I've recently gotten into the business, sort of in a very small way. Peter Sinnott and I work together at Homeworks, and we sell an awful lot of furniture from the company here in Westchester County. And my husband, who also works in the family business, spoke to our president and said, you know, why don't you let these guys have a crack at a room? And to his chagrin, he agreed. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a smart or a silly thing that he did, but it worked out pretty well. So we're going to do another room. We did our first room this past April with a small collection. We're expanding the collection for October. And it's been wonderful.
So you designed three pieces of furniture? Okay, tell us about that.
So the whole look we were going for that room was a New York City apartment. We thought, you know, it's a small space, and we wanted to look like you could have cocktails and mm-hmm. you can have kids, mm-hmm. which is we wanted to look chic but comfortable. The way that we design for a lot of people down here, you know, you have a lot of open plan rooms these days, not a lot of sectioned off places, and people want to live in their whole house and not worry about fine things getting ruined because someone ran through with a pile of Legos. Mm-hmm. So, but at the same time, we wanted it to be timeless. So we did a sofa, which we decided to, instead of doing it in leather, we flipped an inline hide over and just did it on the suede side, which is fantastic. And what we didn't show in that market, which is one of the coolest things about that sofa, is that we kept all the imperfections of the hide on the sofa. So there's a brand mark on it. There were nicks from where the animal rubbed up against barbed wire when it was, you know, kind of milling around. And I think we were calling it farm to furniture instead of farm to table, obviously following on that trend, because it is a gift of the animal, and you want to represent all the imperfections and the uniqueness of each hide. And so that was the biggest piece. And then we did a really fantastic console and a really fantastic side table, which is totally customizable. And we had no fun doing it, obviously.
Yeah, I know. I did a post of that, and it was really great to do.
You did. Thank you.
I love the picture. So tell us, what is your design style?
My personal style, I would say, is I like to call it twisted traditional. I really do appreciate a classic Louis 16-foot toy, but in an acid yellow fabric. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really my – I love classic lines, but I do love them kind of tweaked.
Right.
At the same time, the older I get, the more I appreciate – more open spaces and sort of not a minimalist look, but a cleaner look. I'm not sure I can pull it off in my own house yet because, I am a attached to things, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit more than I should be. Mm-hmm. And then every time you go down to market, you just want to redecorate everything because it's hard not to, it's hard to shut that part mm-hmm. of your brain off and say, I want this, I want that. Oh my God, this is new.
Because that's when, so you're talking about the market in North Carolina.
Yes.
And that's where they show the new lines twice a year?
Twice a year.
And so you go there and you buy for your clients mm-hmm. and for Homeworks. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is an interior design company here in New York, and that's where you see all the new great things.
It's over 1 million square feet yeah. of furniture and accessories, uh-huh. and it's like the entire town of Rye being right. taken over by every single floor of every right. single room of every single building.
Right. And stuff. All the big name designers are there.
Antiques and,
yeah.
and wonderful
antiques,
things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, jewelry. I mean, it is sensory overload, but in the right. best way. It's so much fun. It's so
great.
Much fun.
Okay, so now what makes your style unique?
Well, I think what I am able to do is take clients' existing things and make them look new. And I think the thing about my industry is that not everyone's able to see what they already have. And it goes back to what I was saying before about my grandmother teaching me about the room placement. Mm-hmm. Even things that aren't awesome, if they're placed properly in a mm-hmm. room, have a better feel to them, have a better mm-hmm. look to them, make more sense. And I think I'm able to help a client. I feel like I'm always I'm like the driver's ed teacher. Mm-hmm. I don't have control of the wheel, but I could put the brakes on if
right,
I need
right,
to.
Right,
you know,
right.
I don't ever want to take over a project because it's not my home. They have to live there.
Right, right, right.
And I really love using existing things and using them in a different way, in a new way. Mm-hmm. You know, a piece of furniture that you inherited from your law school or something that that your grandfather handed down to you can have new meaning when mm-hmm. it's treated in a new way. And I love that.
Great. So now let's just rewind a little bit. Tell us where are your pieces available?
Our pieces are available to the trade. Mm-hmm. They are in showrooms locally mm-hmm. and we have them on our floor. They're mm-hmm. actually going to be coming in October to our floor at Homeworks, which
Homeworks.
Is so fun.
So somebody could go in and order
yep.
them there. Okay,
yep.
great. That's wonderful. Okay, do you use a lot of those pieces in your designing? Will you be using a lot of those pieces?
Well, they are brand new, mm-hmm. And I have not used them yet, mm-hmm. personally. Mm-hmm. Peter mm-hmm. has used them already,
okay.
the cubes. He's used them
yeah.
already, and we actually...
The cube's the side table.
The cubes are the side table. The PS3 side mm-hmm. table cube. Mm-hmm. That was his brainchild. Mm-hmm. And he has used versions of those mm-hmm. in a lot of different. Peter did Kips Bay mm-hmm. last year, and he did a little version of that with an upholstered top mm-hmm. in that bathroom that he did.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's just totally, it's the most fantastic little piece.
So when you're designing, do you prefer to work in teams or alone?
I guess it depends on the scope of the project. If it's a soup to nuts renovation, and I have to work with a contractor. I mean, that's a good fit. That's generally mm-hmm. you know, someone who can run all the building part of it, and I can be the aesthetics person. That's great. But if it's a smaller project, I prefer to be the one man in charge because it's just easier that way.
Right.
I feel like it's a little bit more seamless that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. How about tell us about your ideal job?
I think I'm doing it. I have.
No, your ideal like job.
Oh,
for, yeah.
Oh,
but
oh.
This, yeah. In a
I don't
home
know if I
or
have one of those. I mean, I think the beauty of what I do is that every job is different,
right.
and it's so much fun to have a different challenge every time someone mm-hmm. walks in the door. I mean, you can have, a playroom in someone's classic Center Hall Colonial, mm-hmm. or you could have, a garage. We mm-hmm. we do country clubs. We do everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, the opportunity to try out a different piece of architecture every time mm-hmm. someone walks in the door is really fun, and a lot of different styles. I mean, going back to the part where I said I'm not in charge. It's mm-hmm. not my house. So,
right.
I do work with people who have more modern sensibilities, and I work with people who love bullion,
mm-hmm.
and everything in between.
Which makes it exciting, so it's not
it
always
is.
The same thing.
It's never the same thing, which is great.
How about your dream client?
Oh, gosh, dream client.
I'm sure everyone
trusts me, but also isn't afraid of their own voice. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. want to be the one saying this is how it always has to go. Because at the mm-hmm. end of the day, when we turn the project or when it's done, mm-hmm. they've got to look around and say, this mm-hmm. is my home. This mm-hmm. is reflective of me, not someone mm-hmm. else's taste. Mm-hmm. So, for sure, someone who has an opinion, but isn't, but is willing to listen to mm-hmm. mine as well.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you because we always seem to be getting articles or getting emails about this is the new type of design or this is available at this location. What do you do to keep up with the current trends in the marketplace?
Well, I mean, the easiest way to do that is to go to Market Twice a Year, mm-hmm. where everything mm-hmm. is, all the new stuff comes mm-hmm. out and things that you, we are lucky to have in New York, mm-hmm. great access to a lot of houses at 200 Lex or the D&D building. But people who don't show there mm-hmm. are usually at Market. Mm-hmm. And also High Point is getting steady competition from Atlanta mm-hmm. and LA as well in terms mm-hmm. of the Market. But at this point, we're going to keep going to High Point. And it's at the same time, I love trends. Mm-hmm. actually just recently wrote an article for a magazine about trends. Mm-hmm. But I think part of my job is to steer people away from trends mm-hmm. a little bit mm-hmm. into, you know, looking at what they already have mm-hmm. and making more antique mm-hmm. purchases mm-hmm. or more timeless mm-hmm. purchases where it's mm-hmm. not everyone, you don't want people walking into your house and saying, I know where you got that.
Right,
you know,
right.
You want them to say, where did you get that?
Right.
That's my job.
Yeah.
That's my job.
And also, I know there have been a lot of changes in paint color.
Oh, yeah.
People are moving into the grays. And then I saw it was very popular to do your stairs a dark, like a lacquered black. Mm-hmm. And so do you sort of cling on to those or do you follow your own path with that kind of thing?
I do love mm-hmm. the lacquer trend. Mm-hmm. I think that's, listen, everything at some point was mm-hmm. considered trendy. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. if you look through fashion mm-hmm. And you look through interior design and you look mm-hmm. through architecture over time, mm-hmm. everything at one point mm-hmm. was considered a trend. So mm-hmm. that word could be tricky. Mm-hmm. And I do love some of the trends that I see, and I think they have sticking power like mm-hmm. lacquer. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I guess it depends on the job. It all depends on the job and the people who are going to be using it and how the space mm-hmm. is going to be used. I mean, lacquer stairs look great, but not if you have kids and pets, you know.
Right.
It won't look great for long, is what mm-hmm. I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm.
Great. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Sure.
Go. You're listening to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Back to Nicole Steinthal.
Hi, welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. We're here today with interior designer Sarah Dulcey. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you.
So we were just finishing our last segment talking about trends and really cool things that are coming into the marketplace. With that said, what inspires your designs?
What inspires me is the client. I want to know a little bit about who they are and what their end goal is and how they're going to use the space. And I really take my inspiration from the story that they tell me. And I try to kind of steer the boat through to an end result that satisfies obviously them, but me as well. I mean, I want to be mm-hmm. happy with the project at the end of it. That's the goal.
And what do you love most about being an interior designer?
The inconsistency, really. I do love that. Mm-hmm. Every job is different. Every client is different. And it keeps me on my toes. And I love to see the way that things are changing in architecture, the way that families are more involved in all the spaces, mm-hmm. The way that I live my own house. Mm-hmm. I'm probably clinging on. I'm one of the few girls who clings to a formal living room mm-hmm. because I do mm-hmm. love it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's so fun to go in someone else's house and have a great open space mm-hmm. and the whole family is in there. And I do appreciate that. I have a great appreciation for the way that people live. And
well, that's tough because let's get to that living room situation. Mm-hmm. So in most houses, you have the center hall mm-hmm. and you have a room on one side and a room on the other. Mm-hmm. And usually one of those rooms is the living room. Mm-hmm. So in my house, I feel like the biggest room in my house is the living room, mm-hmm. which is used the least.
Right.
But how would you transform that room? What would you do with it?
Well, I mean, you know, speaking specifically mm-hmm. to you, your kids are older, so mm-hmm. you probably could allow them to hang out in there a mm-hmm. little bit more. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I know you love to entertain, and it's really nice to have a space for your big family to come and relax. But you spend a lot of time outdoors.
Well, it's funny because it's like, how would that look if you walked into your house and you looked, or any house, looked over to the left where the living room was supposed to be with the fireplace and the mantle? And then what? Like, what is it? Does it become, how would that look if that was a casual family room? Even though it's upscale and decorated beautifully, it's still casual and you still see those elements of a family room.
Well, I think it actually is, it's more living. It's living up to its technical name of a living room. You're actually living in that room. And if you do entertain and you do have older kids, and the way that you decorate, the way that I would decorate it for you, and you have a couple of sofas in there. I mean, I guess it depends on how you're going to lay out the room. And if your room is, I think it's a Center Hall Colonial, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're walking in, the last thing you want to see when you walk home all the time is a mess, right?
Or magazines or anything that
so you don't
I usually
want to
see.
Panic?
Dog toys, what I usually see in my family room.
No, I totally get it. And I feel the same way. And my family room is right off the front hall, and I'm sort of a knucklehead, always saying, put your feet down, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, a little vacuum here, a little dusting there, and everyone gets used to it. No one walks into a perfect house anymore. It doesn't exist because people live there. You know, people have pets. People have real lives. People have husbands who want to take their shoes off and, like, relax at the end of the day. So none of us live in a magazine.
And take the gold paint off my beautiful table.
But none of us live in a magazine. And it's just like the way that you see Victoria's Secret models. They're all airbrushed. Well, so are so are
interiors.
Magazines. Exactly.
That's so funny. Yeah, because that is what people, you know, they want that first impression of their home to be
impressive. Wants it to be good.
And then, you know, that's what I think hanging on to that formal living room. Nobody wants to, like, take it away.
Well, and everyone has good stuff. I mean, where do you put the good stuff
for
fear that it will, you know, not get wrecked?
Yeah.
But part of living is being able to relax.
And as time goes on, it surely gets wrecked.
It does.
You know, it's
and
like,
that's okay.
It's hard. It
and
is.
That's okay.
It is.
It means it's that means it was used and it was loved.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate it.
That's funny though, right?
It is funny.
Everything's wrecked.
About it.
So now, when you start with a client, how do you keep them? We're talking a lot with our hands. If our our listeners can see us. How do you get your client motivated and excited for an upcoming project? Why is that important?
Oh, it's important to keep the process going. I mean, you don't want to lose momentum. And if we aren't clicking on a level where, you know, they like what I'm doing and I understand what they want, then you know that pretty quickly. And maybe it's not best to go down the road too far. But if it is working and I understand clearly what they have in a vision, and also having a budget is really important, and having a conversation about a budget is really important, because that can get messy quickly. But I think I'm usually pretty good at reading people quickly in terms of when I see the space and I see who they are personally, I can make a pretty snap judgment on what I think they would respond to. And then I like to kind of take it a different direction, because I want them to be, I want them to be not out of their comfort zone, but a little bit out of the box. That's my job, is to kind of make them feel like their house is maybe different than what they set out to do, in a really good, unexpected way.
Great. What do you think is the most unique thing in your portfolio?
Probably my own home. I mean, it's funny, at Market, and we are fortunate at Chaddock to work with some really wonderful designers, world-class designers, David Easton, who's an American icon, Larry Laszlo, and Mary McDonald. And Mary and I had a conversation about this recently. We were talking about show houses, actually. She said the thing about show houses and your own home is that you can decorate the way that you want. The client isn't dictating the thing. And you have free reign. And so I think in my own home, I am able to do whatever I want, which is so much fun. At the same time, what I either, you know, unable to do because I have three children, or can't quite afford, I have my favorite client who's in the city. We've been working together for 5 years. And everything that, that's my dream apartment. It's her house. It is the most fun project. And she says, go for it all the time, which is, you know, every outlandish thing I bring to her, she loves. And that's, I mean, that's the most fun.
Right. That is good. How about has your house become like the dumping ground for things that maybe you have for people and they're like, oh, I'm not so sure, but you really love. So then you're like, okay, it's going back to my house.
Well, that's a slippery slope every time I go down to Market, because I've ended up with artwork that way for sure when I'm out buying for a client and I suddenly fall in love with something. Luke will come home and say, oh God, what did you do now? But, you know, I don't usually buy something without vetting it first, because I don't want to end up with something that I don't really want. And I do really have specific clients in mind when I when I go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We have a set list. We have a set budget. Just it makes it easier for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they don't want to say no either, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So what is an interior design style that you really dislike?
Dislike?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I don't hate anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I do hate is a running theme through a whole house. Mm-hmm. I get a little bit bored. I like to have, not really around the world in 8 days, but if your whole house is French country, I'm going to be a little sad.
Right. So you like to really mix it up.
Well, that's the most fun. Yeah. I mean, it's like a good outfit. You know, you want to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and something unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to say, where did you get that? How did you put this together?
Right. And then hopefully they'll say you, and then people
will
call.
Peter has a saying. What does he have? He says, you know, it's fun to have a little Prada and a little Gap because it just makes it more relatable, and it makes it more people are curious, but they also say, oh, you look great, but it's accessible. It's not like, oh, God, she's wearing
Gucci. So it's like what we talked a lot about in dressing when we like to mix the high or the low. That's what you like to do in interior design as well, or the old and the new.
Absolutely. It's more curated that way, and instead of purchased outright. You know, I don't want anyone to walk into someone's house that I've just finished and say, oh, I know, you know, everything shouldn't be identifiable.
Mm-hmm.
It should be curated. It should be, and not museum curated. I mean, lifetime curated. Mm-hmm. This is a well-lived life, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay, why don't you walk us through the process of working with a client from the initial phone call to the completion of the project? What should people expect?
I guess it depends on how they found me. If they're sort of walk-ins for homeworks, or if they are word-of-mouth clients. Either way, we start with an initial consultation where I go to their home and I meet with them and I see the space and we have a conversation about what they're after and what they think I can provide.
Mm-hmm.
And if that works well, then we sort of set the ball rolling. Me and I will go out and put together a little bit of, you know, a color story and a couple furniture pieces, a couple key pieces. The biggest pieces are the most important ones to get out of the way, the foundations.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing a family room, per se, certainly the sofa and the rug and where the TV's going, you know, the layout is the most important stuff. Accessories can come later.
Mm-hmm.
And fabric for me is the candy. I love fabric. I mean, last April, Peter and I were lucky enough to go down to Showtime Market, which is the fabric market. It's the same thing as High Point, but the whole place is fabric.
Okay.
From India and Italy and China and all over the U.S. And oh, my God. We went a little crazy. The fabric was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's the most fun for me is the fabrication and stuff.
That's great. So I was just asking, when designing a room, what's the most important factor for you? And you would say the fabrics.
For me, personally, because I think that's what you see first, really.
Mm-hmm.
It might not even be the piece. It's probably the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Artwork also is very important to me. I think can make or break a room.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee table books. I don't think you can have enough of those.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Those, you can never have enough of those.
That's so funny because I feel like for me, people are always sending me coffee table books and signing books. And I'm like, what am I going to do with these? You know, and I'm trying to, now some have gone into my, first it was on my coffee table. Then it was on some shelves in my living room. Then it now is in my front hall. I'm like, okay. No more books. Like, I mean, it gets to be a lot, you know. I'm like, okay, enough is enough.
Send
of these
them
books.
My way. I'll
okay, I will definitely, because I feel like I just, you know, I like a little bit here and there, but I don't know. So, getting back to this, when you're looking at a room, it's like a, you know, I mean, sort of a blank canvas for you, because you have some things you're keeping, some things you're giving away. Where do you begin? What's the beginning point for you?
Well, I guess the beginning point is, what do you intend to do with the room? What is the end result of the room? Are you turning this bedroom into a study? Are you, you know, is this a teenage girl's room who's now going up to college and you're making it into a guest room? Are we, you know, what's the end result of the room? And then you start with the basics, the foundations. The most expensive pieces, really. You want to, if you're looking for a new bed, if you're looking for a really good rug, if you're looking for a new sofa. I mean, you kind of want to invest in those pieces first, because they are the ones that will carry that room through. If you invest in a really good sofa, you can reupholster it 100 times. It's like buying a good pair of Gucci loafers. You keep getting them resold, and they keep you know, mm-hmm. looking good. Mm-hmm. So those are really important pieces to invest in. A really good rug, although you can get away with a mm-hmm. a chic sisal for a while. Mm-hmm. A really good, you know, a quality rug will take you through. But that's an heirloom, you know.
Unless you have dogs.
Unless you have poorly trained mm-hmm. dogs.
Which I do.
I know a few of those as well.
But that's funny. Okay, we're going to take our second break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. We're here today at our virtual studio at Serendipity Labs with Sarah Dulcey, interior designer. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Isn't this such a nice studio we have set up here at Serendipity Labs?
This is my first time here, and I'm
really?
Definitely going to come back.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law has been here a number of times, and he said it's so fun.
It's so great. I mean, there's so many people, nice people here doing work, and I mean,
it's beautiful.
It is great.
Yeah.
And we have a nice little studio here with all our equipment.
Very nice.
They set up for us, so... Yeah, we love it. Serendipity is a virtual workspace. They're going to be opening up. They have so many locations now. They're going to be opening up in Stanford and Miami and Chicago. So,
and they're showcasing some pretty amazing art.
Yes, they do all the time. They have some very cool artwork behind us. And they have artists in residence that they switch off every few months.
That's so great.
If you're around the Serendipity Labs, you definitely should go check it out.
For sure.
Well, I also have to say it's your birthday, so happy birthday. Thank you for coming here, answering
present.
Some questions, because we love this. But let's get back to interior design. So we're talking now about the big pieces in a room and spending money. I want to know, what are some of the questions that you ask the client when you're starting a job?
Well, the budget conversation is not, it's certainly, no one likes to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's never easy.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to jump in saying, well, how much money can you
mm-hmm.
spend?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's sort of a waste of everyone's
mm-hmm.
time if you don't have the conversation. So
mm-hmm.
that's, you kind of want to figure it out
mm-hmm.
early.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have that, then it's fun. Once you kind of get that out of the way, then
mm-hmm.
it's fun because you back yourself out from that. And,
mm-hmm.
and if they already have a good piece of furniture
mm-hmm.
or they already have a good sofa, then you can talk about reupholstery
mm-hmm.
and, you know, really depending on what they already have, that
mm-hmm.
sort of directs the course of where we're going in terms of
right.
purchases.
Now, let's talk a little bit about budget. So
right.
Do you work with all different budgets?
Oh, sure.
Do you have like a minimum you need or obviously
no.
not a maximum?
No, I mean, I'm happy to
do a small little job.
Sure.
Well, you said you have a client that you've had for 5 years.
Yeah.
So was that little job after little job, big job, was it just, you know, like one of these curves or how did?
Well, I mean, the good thing about her is mm-hmm. her taste changes every once
right.
in a while.
So she redoes.
Yes, she redoes.
Okay.
And that's been just a joy. And word of mouth is generally
mm-hmm.
how I meet a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'll finish one job and someone will have
mm-hmm.
a dinner party and everyone will say who
mm-hmm.
did this. And that's
mm-hmm.
the best compliment
right.
I can get, really.
So somebody could call you just to wallpaper a
absolutely.
Room or to wallpaper 5 rooms or
absolutely.
Decorate. Great. That's very
I
good.
I mean, I've done just bathrooms in
yeah.
the house.
Yeah.
I got started actually doing, my first big job was
mm-hmm.
my parents' house in Wyoming. And
mm-hmm.
I'd never done construction. I'd never done
mm-hmm.
anything like that. And that's really how I got my feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
So anything
mm-hmm.
from a total gut renovation,
mm-hmm.
which that was,
mm-hmm.
to repapering a front hall. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm happy. I mean, and that, like I said, that's part of the joy that every job
mm-hmm.
is different.
That's funny because I do get a lot of readers or listeners that will contact me on email and they'll say, you know, I really want to redo my house, but
mm-hmm.
I don't have a huge budget, so I'm intimidated to call a decorator. Do you know somebody who can help me? And I think I've called you about certain people before, but that comes up a lot. And I think people do get intimidated because they probably have a nice little budget,
right.
but they feel like that's not enough because when they look at these shows and, you know, they're just to make that initial call, I think it can be tough.
I fully understand
mm-hmm.
that. And I, you know, my private life, I probably would feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I wasn't worthy, but my budget wasn't worthy
right.
or, you know, it wasn't important enough. That's absolutely silly. I mean, I would tell somebody, just give us a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Let us at least have a conversation
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
it because you might be surprised.
Right. And I think always a smaller job leads to a bigger job, to a bigger job.
It does. And,
yeah.
and we're in this to make homes and lives
mm-hmm.
more comfortable. And we really do get a lot of joy out of it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
obviously at the end of the day, we all have, I have bills to pay just like mm-hmm. everybody else. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing this for, you know, mm-hmm. a laugh. I'm mm-hmm. doing this mm-hmm. As a job. Mm-hmm. But no, for sure. There's no job too small and there's no job too big.
Right. And I actually am going to say something here. So I get motivated. I feel like usually like fall time, because I know the holidays are coming and I might have a lot of things at my hosting at my house.
Sure.
I feel like that's the time for me when I really want to spruce up. Sometimes in the spring I'll do a couple things, but I feel like your big season's coming up. So
October market, that's the big.
Yeah.
It is. And it's back to school. It's everybody into the pool.
Right.
It's changing season.
Yeah.
October is a huge time of year because summer's so unsettled. Everyone's
yeah.
all over
yeah.
the place.
Yeah.
Everyone's traveling.
And you're thinking about things, you
yeah.
know, I think, and then, but you really put things into motion. I think September, October.
Right.
Because in November, you're like ready to see some changes happening, right?
Well, they think about it in October,
yeah.
and then when the bonuses come in January,
yeah.
then
yeah.
they really
they really want to get
crazy.
Get it going.
Exactly.
You're right. You're right. Well, they're thinking about like starting. That's true.
Yes.
Bonus time is a big time. But how can someone? I just recently spruced up a couple rooms just by taking some curtains down and putting some like geometric prints, or
sure.
you know, and that made such a difference. How can somebody spruce up an existing room without spending a lot of money?
There is nothing that a can of paint can't do. I'm a
mm-hmm.
firm believer in a little goes a long
mm-hmm.
way, and it's incredible. In fact, I Instagrammed something recently where I took
mm-hmm.
That city client. She had these silly old faux croc white
right. I saw
expenses,
those. Yeah.
And I took a can of spray
yeah.
paint to them, and they are so chic and so
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, red, right?
It's called Safety Red, of
okay.
course, but it's this, like electric candy apple
yeah, yeah.
red. And we both almost spit our teeth across the room.
Yeah,
we saw
yeah,
them
yeah.
because it literally was Rust-Oleum.
Yeah, yeah.
So, no, it doesn't have to be a lot of money.
And she's using those in red.
They're in her.
Yeah, so
yeah.
she's a
she
little she's a little wild if she's using patent leather red,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, we've got everything.
Yeah,
we've
so
got
that's chocolate. Like, yeah, that's
floral.
Great.
We've got Mary McDonald.
Oh,
so
that's, well, Mary McDonald, you can't go wrong.
You
so
can't.
You think paint, what else? What if people don't want to go that drastic?
Throw
pillows.
Yeah, for sure. And I think if you have a great solid sofa, a throw
mm-hmm.
pillow is
mm-hmm.
a great way to change it up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. A nice inexpensive rug, a good
mm-hmm.
sisal
mm-hmm.
that it can take a beating.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to spend a lot of money on those. Indoor-outdoor rugs have come a long, long way recently.
They really have.
Yeah. So there's lots of different ways to tweak a room.
Yeah.
Artwork is another one. I mean, have your kids paint something or frame something that your
yeah.
kids have painted. Make a gallery wall out of, I mean,
yeah.
first of all, they'll be thrilled. They'll feel so important.
Right, right.
And it's unusual and it's unique to you.
That is nice.
And it's
okay.
a conversation piece.
So we sort of touched upon this a little bit, but where should we spend the majority of our decorating dollars?
Well, again, I think it really depends on how you use the room. If it's a master bedroom, per se,
mm-hmm.
you want to have a really knockout headboard
mm-hmm.
because that's going to be
okay.
the first thing that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to have a really nice mattress
mm-hmm.
to sleep on every night. That's probably the most important
mm-hmm.
purchase
mm-hmm.
you're going to make. And again, artwork. But if it's a front hall and you can afford to spend a little bit money
mm-hmm.
On wallpaper, that is so much. It's a kingmaker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wallpaper really is a kingmaker.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It can be individual to you, and it makes such a statement about
mm-hmm.
who you are and how you decorate. And I think
mm-hmm.
it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wallpaper has come a long way also
mm-hmm.
in the last
mm-hmm.
20 years. It used to be sort of a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And now all the fun 70s foil stuff is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
There's flocking. There's
mm-hmm.
everything is very textured.
That marbleized.
Oh,
I've seen
Lord.
That in someone's
yeah,
house.
It's so much fun.
I mean, at first I was like, I would never put that. And then now that I see it in someone's house, I think, oh, my God, it's so great.
And done in the right way,
yeah.
In the right context, it's fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
Studio 54 Revisited.
Yeah,
but it
yeah,
is
yeah,
so
yeah.
chic.
It's very cool. So just to also review this, because we spoke a little bit. So the best way to quickly transform a space,
mm-hmm.
would it be paint or wallpaper or which
well,
do you prefer?
Is
probably the best.
Less expensive. Paint is considerably
right.
less expensive
mm-hmm.
than wallpaper. But if you do one accent wall of
mm-hmm.
wallpaper and then paint the rest of the walls,
right.
you know, a
okay.
nice color.
Well, that's a nice idea.
Yeah.
So
you
don't
spend
do
as
that.
Much, but you get a lot of bang.
And when you're doing that, which wall do you usually do.
The one that you walk into, facing.
Walk into,
yep.
okay. Wow, we're getting some really good tips here.
I'm here all week, try the veal.
Okay, yeah. What's the hardest space to design?
I haven't found it yet, to be honest. I mean, every space is fun. Every space is fun. I don't think I've had a difficult space. really yet. I've had difficult clients, but I haven't had a difficult space.
Oh gosh, difficult clients. I bet you're so easy to get along with. I don't want to hear that. Can't imagine. Okay, what about like you? Okay, a lot of people just like look at their home. They're like, I need a huge overhaul.
Right.
What room to decorate gives you the most bang for your buck?
I think a lot of people spend the heart of the home is really the kitchen, and the kitchen and the family room, or the you know, the living area, the great room, whatever room the family spends the most time in.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where you want to get the most value, because even though it may not be the most formal room in your house, it's what you're looking at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be happy when you go home. You want to feel relaxed. You want to feel relieved. You want to feel pleased by your surroundings. So if I can help somebody do that, I feel like at the end of the day, it's so rewarding for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to feel the same way when I get home. I want to feel like I'm at ease and I'm happy in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like, really, that's what my job is. Obviously, I want to create a pretty space, but I want to create a harmonious life for somebody in the home, for sure.
So in a kitchen, just a simple change, is it really painting the cabinets, changing the countertop? What's like the easy, quick fix?
Easy, quick fix would be to, well, depending on how handy your husband is, darker cabinets, although they do hide a multitude of sins, they kind of bring the room down.
Mm-hmm.
They close the room off considerably. So painting your cabinets, maybe not white, maybe a lovely warm gray. Benjamin Moore Revere Pewter is the most fantastic gray.
Oh, I need to write this down because I want to switch my
–
back in the day, which we're only talking 8 years ago when I did my kitchen, everything was white. It was like a cherry wood island. And now I look at that island and I'm like, I don't see that anymore. So it's more gray.
But a nice – because white, again, you know, white shows every little finger mark, every stain. And this gray, especially when you do it in the high gloss, has great forgiveness.
Okay, so I could switch that too, because everything else in my kitchen is white, which is great. So if I switch out that,
just the island, it'll make
a world of difference. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And then you don't have to do the countertops. Maybe the countertops are already like a nice neutral. I have butcher block in my countertop.
Yeah.
I was with somebody the other day who had butcher block on her island, and we were talking about what a pain in the neck it is to take care of.
Yeah. Well, that's true, because it shows every little – butcher block is tough because it shows, like, everything. I have marble, and I committed to that, and I'm good with it. So I don't have a problem. I know what,
you're
what
not
you're
a red
feeling.
Wine drinker.
What you're feeling. No, I've had people come to my house and, like, spill red wine, like, ink blot all over the whole thing, and, like, it's just –
I'm having
just
a panic attack.
Learning how to maintain, you know, like
– it's living with it. You
commit
to it, you
and if you commit
it,
to it, and then you have to just –
the marble does get so good with age.
You know,
I love soapstone. If I could redo my kitchen tomorrow,
that's hard too,
soap.
Though. That's
and
hard too.
I mean, you could cut it with a butter knife.
It's
not the smartest choice.
Yeah.
But it is so chic.
Yeah. And people say, like, I remember when I was doing mine, they didn't think that was the smartest choice. But I was like, you know what?
But you love it.
And it's,
that's another thing. If you if I'm to impart any wisdom today, if I'm allowed to do that,
of course.
The most important lesson I've learned is if you love it, it will work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to make sense. Some of the most fun projects I've ever had, if you put them on paper, people would say, what the hell is this?
Right,
there's
right.
no math to that.
Right.
But interior design is not a math equation.
Right.
It's emotional.
Right.
And so you want people to have an emotional reaction, and you want to have an emotional reaction when you go home, and a happy one.
Yeah.
So if you buy something that you love, you know at the end of the day when you see it, when you go home, you'll be happy.
Right. I'll be very happy with my new Benjamin Moore Revere Pewter Island.
You sure will.
Yeah, speaking when I start my projects in the fall. Now, let's just get back to accessories, because we only touched upon that a little tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
And accessories, I feel like, are the jewelry to your home.
Absolutely.
Because I am one that errs on the side of too many accessories. Like, I feel like people could come shopping in my home. It's like a consignment shop in there. But where do you recommend going and getting accessories that can fit in with someone's budget and, you know, because accessories, you like to switch out. Sometimes you might be into an Asian mood, and then you might be into like geode kind of mood. So,
and they should you should switch them out. If not seasonally, then depending on your mood. And I think that they shouldn't be terribly expensive that afford you to do that. you and I have been to a wonderful place called the Elephant's Trunk Flea Market.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We got to go back, sister.
We totally do. Yeah. Load up the trunk. But that's a great place to get accessories. I love sort of trolling flea markets. Unfortunately, it's not as fun as it used to be, but Chatsworth Auction of Marin, it used to be like the greatest place. It goes back to the whole idea of I don't want something that I put in someone's home to be totally identifiable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, if I see one more spiky brass ornament, I mean, I had them, we all have them, but now everyone has them. Something that never goes out of style.
I never had those. But actually, I have them in silver on my daughter's desk.
They're great.
Because I bought them in one of the stores in downtown Rye, and I needed something for this big white desk.
Well, the boys thought they were like, you know, weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're out of my house now. But blue and white china never goes out of style.
And I just added some, and I always loved the look. I couldn't incorporate it, so slowly I incorporated the
look. And it's timeless. It won't go out of style. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to get sick of. But I would say, you know, go shopping in your own home. Chances are that you have inherited or have picked up in your travels marvelous things that maybe you're not displaying together. You know, things should be grouped together, certainly in a minimum of three. And then they have more impact, and it looks like a little tiny curated collection. Seashells or something else that, you know, from your travels, or if you have children, depending on, you know, where you like to vacation, or even if you go to the beach, you can pick up some great shells. And they mean something to you because they have importance and, you know, time spent with your family. And also, they're good looking. So, obviously, you know, we all go to Home Goods once in a while when we need something fun. They have great stuff. But just be careful about what you're picking up from Home Goods because, you know, chances are that
20 other people are going to have it down the street.
Just be careful.
It's true. It's true. And you know what? I do have to say Home Goods, I go to Home Goods less and less because I find I really don't need any more stuff. And with places like the Elephant's Trunk or even the antique shops in Stanford, I can't say no. I see something and I'm like, oh, I can make this work.
And you should. Know.
Yeah. And so then that's why I do my Home Goods trips less and less. But there is a great place for Home Goods. And that's one of my most requested posts. People want to know what is available now in Home Goods that they should buy. So sometimes I will do that, but I haven't done it in a while.
At Homeworks, you know, we had every Wednesday we have our sort of team meetings. We were talking about accessories. You know, we can do a $100,000 total room renovation. And sometimes the clients are almost, I don't want to say deflated, but if we haven't put accessories back in the room, to your point, it's the finishing touch, it's the jewelry, it's the glitz, it's the bits that make the room come together at the end of the, I mean, you can put an Aubusson rug and a, you know, $15,000 sofa in there, but if you don't have the finishing touches, like any great outfit, it doesn't quite look the same.
It falls flat.
Impact, yes.
Which I think I have the problem of it being too glitzy, too much.
Not at all.
I do love it though. But
no, I'm the opposite of Chanel.
I love put another on. Put another. But I do love the flea markets, and I mean, I just love the vintage look and the vintage glasses, and
it's so much fun. But
Etsy, I think both of us have a love for Etsy. You had a great dress on. I texted you right away, like, where did you find that dress? But Etsy is a great, great resource.
And that stuff, you know, First Dibs is another place I love to shop.
First Dibs. That's a little more out of my budget though, because it can tend to get pricey.
Furniture, you know? It's really great. Yeah. I mean, I bought for this, again, that fabulous city client, we bought stuff from as far away as London and Sweden, and some good antiques, man.
It
good
is.
Antiques.
First Dibs is an excellent, excellent resource, but it can tend to get pricey.
Absolutely.
Whereas I think the dealers, a lot of dealers on there know what they have, and they know the marketplace. Whereas Etsy, I think it's most people just cleaning out their grandmother's attic or their parents' attic. You
but
know,
don't so be afraid to offer somebody something.
I know, that's true.
You
that's
can absolutely,
true.
You know, they people aren't, stuff. It's not set in stone. You can send them an email and say, would you take? You know, bartering is allowed on First Dibs. Yeah. I've done it myself.
That's good. I know, you should because. Because
why not?
Well, Sarah, we're going to take a break and then we're going to talk a little bit more about how people can get in touch with you and a few more questions about interior design.
Sounds good.
And now, back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. Here's Nicole Steinthal.
Hi, welcome back to Up to the Minute with Nicole. We're here with Sarah Dulce, interior designer at our virtual studio at Serendipity Lab. Welcome back, Sarah. Don't you just love Serendipity Lab?
I do love it.
I love it, too. Locations all over the place and They're growing. This is a virtual workspace. Look at how many people are working here today.
It's a great find.
No, it really is. Yeah. And the parking lot's always jam-packed, so they're always, there's a lot of nice people.
Any place that offers me something to drink when I walk in, I love.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. And snacks and coffee. I love it. Okay, let's get back to our interior design questions, because we've learned so much from you.
Oh.
And we've loved it. We're talking about home accessories and Etsy. Mm-hmm. First dibs, which is great. How about, which I always find this to be a riot now, no matter when I sit down with somebody and they're like, oh my God, look at this great room I found on Houzz or Pinterest. Does that drive you crazy? How has that changed your profession?
Houzz, I feel it's a little bit more difficult because things are not, you can't identify them.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, that is really sort of someone else's work. Mm-hmm. Right? So you don't want to copy something mm-hmm. specifically. Mm-hmm. I almost feel like it's great for ideas, but you don't mm-hmm. want to be able to pick and choose
where
they found the table. That's someone's mm-hmm. Intellectual property, if you mm-hmm. will. Mm-hmm. Pinterest, I think, is fantastic. I actually use it for a lot of clients mm-hmm. if I'm trolling the internet for some fun things or even ideas. Mm-hmm. I do a private Pinterest board for clients, and that way they can digest all that information mm-hmm. in one time and let me know if I'm on the right mm-hmm. track or mm-hmm. not on the right track. And it's a good place to save all the stuff, mm-hmm. save a tree, you know, mm-hmm. not printing all the mm-hmm. stuff out. Mm-hmm. And I can have easy access to it on my phone or my tablet or my computer.
Right.
So I think
I love Pinterest too.
It's awesome.
I don't use Houzz, but I use Pinterest all the time.
I
think I had sent you some wallpaper. We were trying to find the Scalamandre zebras in pink. Remember that?
Yes.
Never has shown up yet.
That was a custom color that
they
did.
What a bummer. Yeah. But I was like, I'm crazed because I saw it on Pinterest. But you do get some great ideas. And I love the fact that it's always there stored for you to go. I mean, even outfit ideas, even,
absolutely.
You know, it's not just
holiday decorating.
Yeah.
The food pinning. Oh, my God. It gets a little out
me
of control.
Me too. I know.
But, you know, why not? It's someone else is holding that information for me. It's not like I'm carrying around.
Yeah.
So I think when in doubt, pin it.
Yeah, definitely. Because it is nice to go back there.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, who are some of your personal design heroes? We talked a little bit about Mary McDonald, who I love her personal taste, and I love her interior design style.
You would love her as a person.
Yes, I met her.
She's divine.
Yes, she's very
right,
nice.
You did.
Yes, I did. She was great. We talked about you. And,
right.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it.
I think probably I would have to start with Tony Duquette and mm-hmm. Hutton Wilkinson. They are probably the two most avant-garde, fabulous, who threw this and ran, chic gentlemen. If I could even have half as much talent as they have in their two little fingers, or Tony did have in his two little pinkies.
Tony Duquette really started out as like a set designer.
He did.
And then he broadened out to be a really fabulous kind of over-the-top interior designer. A lot of reds.
A lot of green.
A lot of tapestries and, you know.
Shells and embroidery and sort of decoupage. Mm-hmm, I mean, just really interesting eclectic mix. A lot of cheetah, which
he loved accessories. He loved accessories.
He loved accessories, and he was very curated and so much fun, and had such great joie de vivre. Kelly Wurstler, I feel like, is a very modern day example of that sort of style. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't make any sense, but it looks fantastic.
I was really turning a corner against Kelly Wurstler because I had been to the Viceroy in Santa Monica and I had seen all her designs and I loved. Mm-hmm. And then she had an accessories line that was little, I didn't know. But then it started getting a little too crazy for me. But then I recently saw a room that she did and it was like print on print and it was just so gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, she's coming back into my favorites.
She makes you think. I mean, she makes you think. And she, I can't think of another, when I see something that she uses, like the Friedeburg hand chair, I mean, I've had that in my brain for 15 years because I saw it in her, I think it was her Beverly Hills house. It used to be some silent movie star's house where she had the spray painted hallway. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that takes balls to do that.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially she has two young boys and to live in a house like that with such, you know,
breakable
freedom.
Things.
Yes, yes.
And she is the hand chair.
If Kelly can do it,
her.
We should all be doing it. I love Celery Kemble for her sort of, rich old aunt, fabulous
preppy
aunt.
Kind of. Yeah,
great Palm Beach. I made some very good friends in High Point who I basically stalked online for a little while. The boys from Parker Kennedy Living, Lance and David. Mm-hmm. I love them. And I think they have all of their rooms are joyful, mm-hmm. which I think mm-hmm. is a little uncommon these mm-hmm. days. There's not a lot of joy, not a lot of hot pink, mm-hmm. not a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Their rooms are so much fun. And I appreciate mm-hmm. that. I appreciate that. So.
Yeah, the hot pink, because you don't really see a lot of that.
There's not a lot of bold colors. They're coming back, mm-hmm. but in very small pieces.
Right.
But to do a whole room in like lacquered Kelly green, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It is totally different, but fun. So what's next for Shea Dulce Interiors?
What's next? We are staring down the barrel of October Market. Mm-hmm. Peter and I just recently started doing our fabric selections. Mm-hmm.
I think I saw that on social media the other day. Yeah. We had a bunch of cool fabrics, some pinks in
there.
We
had some fun. We drove down to High Point mm-hmm. with a lot of our mm-hmm. own accessories mm-hmm. for April, and when we drove home all 11 or 19 hours, whatever it was in the car, we can't stop talking, the two of mm-hmm. us, we're like house mm-hmm. on fire. Mm-hmm. So we basically did the room on the way for October mm-hmm. on the way home.
Really? Okay.
So we knew what we mm-hmm. were doing, mm-hmm. And now it's just a matter of placing it. We're doing some really fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Chaddock has a capability of doing custom logos, mm-hmm. crests, mm-hmm. mottos mm-hmm. on their wood tables. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some fun with one of those.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And we're doing 5 new pieces, which is
how exciting. Long does it take to create a furniture piece? Like, seems
from
like
from inception. I mean, I can the
so some doing. You start with drawings.
Yes.
Okay.
We start with an idea, and then mm-hmm. the team at Chaddock is so world class. Mm-hmm. I don't do draw on CAD. Mm-hmm. I can mm-hmm. literally send them. Mm-hmm. a cocktail napkin with a sketch on it, and they can take that and make it into
the computer AutoCAD.
An actual mm-hmm. piece of furniture in terms of, you know, the pitch of the chair mm-hmm. and the scale of it, all mm-hmm. that stuff that I don't really have mm-hmm. a firm hold of in terms of the math. Mm-hmm. They take that and they mm-hmm. turn it and burn it and mm-hmm. into a lot. It's really breathtaking mm-hmm. to watch. Mm-hmm. So we'll go down end of August, first week of September to road test all the pieces that we have, the new mm-hmm. pieces, and mm-hmm. tweak them out and mm-hmm. And discuss any changes that need to be made. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be put into production for market.
Wow. So we'll be able to see pictures of those hopefully October.
You bet. I'll be Instagramming.
Good. I hope so.
Good.
Yes. I love it. And then, we've gotten a lot of great information. I'm sure a lot of readers and listeners would like to get in touch with you, maybe for some big jobs, small jobs. So what's the best way?
The best way is to call my office mm-hmm. Through Homeworks. And that's our website is www.homeworksny.com.
Great. We will link all that too.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Sarah. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
This is wonderful. Yeah, it was so great. I have to think, in the fall, we have to have you and Peter on so we can hear more about your furniture and everything.
Get us out of here.
I can't wait.
Hours.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All of Sarah's information will be on our homepage, our Up to the Minute with Nicole homepage, and we will be here again next Friday.
Cheers, everybody.